Simon Lamed Beis, Sif Mem Dalet. Titoira, the tefillah Alocha Moshe Nisinai, the base of the tefillah, which means that you have the bayis, like a square coming up, and then it gets a little wider, is where it's sewn together. And then there's a flap on the bottom which joins that. That is the titoira, which is, he explains himself, the Hainish Yosem Ol, the Matha Lechazetz Pi HaBotem. The titoira is the bottom piece. The Nira Ke'en Daf, Shel Gesher, Hanikra Titoira. It looks like a plank of a bridge, and that's why it's called Titoira. Mabal to the tefillah Alocha Mishina. Also, the fact that in the back of the tefillah you have the parts sticking out where the ritzua goes through. That's called the mabalta. That's also Alocha Mishina. Haino she'or hatitura ye'orach mitzad echad yasav mabalta. That we mentioned before that the bottom titoira also should be squared off. It doesn't mean completely squared off because you have the part jutting out when you put the ritzuas through, but from in front of the tzuris, the ritzuas area till the end of the tefillin should be squared off, and then you have that extra piece on the back where the ritzuas go through. Okay, so the Chen of Shnei Tzodim, this is basically what we spoke out now. You should make an indent on both sides of the bottom part so that it shouldn't look like a rectangle. When you make the indentation, it'll look like a perfect square in the place where you have the indent. In other words, from the front of the tefillin to the indent, and then you have another extension of that titoira, which is covering up the area where the ritzuas go through the mabalta. It's called mabalta because the ritzua passes through it. Gan tefillin shel yad, yasa titoira mabalta. Also tefillin shel yad, one should make this bottom piece of leather, which is covering over the batin. That's number one. Yeah. Now, the truth is, the way the mabata is made is it has to have a certain height so you can put the strap in between. In which case, under natural conditions, you generally would have a situation that the bottom of the box that's coming up is separated from the bottom which is covering because there's a certain difference between the two. So mitzaradin l'maisa, you could fill that up with other material, just as long as it's squared off properly, which is the way standard tefillin are made. Today they have fancy tefillin, which is the entire thing is made out of one piece of leather. They basically have from the top a piece of leather going down, which is actually touching the bottom part also. You gotta go pasha misoyfe l'tchilosa. When you're rolling up the pasha and putting the tefillin, you start rolling from the end and they end up in the beginning. The koichim beklav koffin. And also, the pashas l'chadchila should be wrapped in a piece of parchment. This is lachatchila. Mishnah Berurah says that it's not b'di'evin. V'yesh makpitim melekovim ela v'klav kosher. Those that say that if you're doing this, then you should dafka do with klav from an animal which is a kosher species. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah says, even according to this opinion, if you're not using animal, just using a piece of cloth or paper, whatever else, then that's acceptable. You know, the Kveda, according to his opinion, suggests it shouldn't be something which is a non-kosher type of animal. Halacha mishisina sheichach oleh sal behema or chayat toim. There's another halacha mishisina that the parshas have to have a strand of hair from a kosher animal wrapping them up, and that is ma'akev. If you don't have that, it's possible. So you could have beautiful tefillin, and if you don't have the string around this hair around the pouch, it's possible. It says the Ramah, Nogim, Likril, Selshel, Sesar, Ala, Pasha. The meaning is to put the sar around the pouch. And then, the Afrika Kosh, Melo, Klaf, Kosher. And then you put the parchment over it. Choysim, Kosher, Lev, Seya. And then they put another strand of hair over the cloth that's over there. Yeah. There's a discussion whether it should be directly on the pasha or on top of the piece of parchment which is covering the pasha, so they do it twice. It says, "Mechava v'nogu sheyaseh shel egel." The minhag is to take from an egel. The Shabbos says explanation that we should remember the ma'isa egel and not make that mistake again. And also, there should be a kapora for that. Yeah. Yeah. The Rabbi says that's a reason to make the entire tefillin from an egel, which is from cow skin. Ve'im le'imotze shel egel ko b'shel shel poro shel shor. If he doesn't find from an egel, from a calf, then he could take hair from an adult field, from a female or male calf. Since he's using his patfil, he should make sure it's very clean. So say you should also have a little bit of this of this strand of hair sticking out. That's why you see men of the tefillin. They should have something sticking out. Yeah. And the Mishnah brings discussion whether it should be next to the parsha of Kaddish, by the Shalosh or Hayom Shemoya. Yeah. So therefore the Mishnah says it should, the best place to do it is it should be in Hayom Shemoya, facing the side of Kaddish. Yeah, so this is the idea that should have his ears sticking out. Chutz la botel.